Chapter 19, Judas.
The Jewish rulers had been eager to get Jesus into their power, but because of their fear of triggering a riot among the people, they had not dared to seize him openly. So they had sought someone who would secretly betray him. In Judas, one of the 12 disciples, they found the man who would do this terrible thing. Judas had a strong desire for money, but he had not always been wicked and corrupt enough to do such a deed. He had let greed rule his life until he could now sell his Lord for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. See Exodus 21, 28 through 32. He could now betray the Savior with a kiss in Gethsemane. But he continued to follow every step of the Son of God as he went from Gethsemane to the trial before the Jewish rulers. He did not really believe that the Savior would allow the religious leaders to kill him, as they had threatened to do. At any moment, Judas expected to see him released and protected by divine power, as had happened in the past. But as the hours went by and Jesus quietly submitted to all the indignities heaped upon him, a terrible fear crept into the traitor's mind. He began to believe that he had indeed betrayed his master to his death. As the trial drew to a close, Judas could endure the torture of his guilty conscience no longer. All at once, his hoarse voice rang through the hall. It frightened all those who heard it.
"He is innocent! Spare him, O Caiaphas! He has done nothing worthy of death!"
The startled crowd saw the tall Judas pushing his way through its midst. His face was pale and haggard, and large drops of sweat stood on his forehead. Rushing to the throne of judgment, he threw down before the high priest the pieces of silver that had been the price of his Lord's betrayal. Grasping the robe of Caiaphas, he begged him to release Jesus, declaring that he had done no wrong. Angrily, Caiaphas shook him off and said with scorn, "What is that to us? You see to it." Matthew 27, 4. Judas then threw himself at the Savior's feet. He confessed that Jesus was the Son of God and begged him to deliver himself from his enemies. The Savior knew that Judas did not really repent for what he had done. The false disciple feared that punishment would come upon him for his terrible deed. He felt no real sorrow that he had betrayed the spotless Son of God. Yet Christ spoke no word of condemnation to him. He looked with pity upon Judas and said, "For this hour I came into the world." A murmur of surprise ran through the assembly. With amazement they beheld the forbearance of Christ toward his betrayer. Judas saw that his pleading was in vain. He rushed from the hall, crying, "It is too late! It is too late!" The betrayer felt that he could not bear to see Jesus crucified. In despair, he went out and hanged himself. Later that same day, on the road from Pilate's judgment hall to Calvary, the wicked throng were leading the Savior to the place of crucifixion. Suddenly, their shouts and jeers stopped. As they passed a secluded spot, they saw at the foot of a lifeless tree the dead body of Judas. It was a revolting sight. His weight had broken the rope he had used to hang himself. The fall had horribly mangled his body. Wild dogs were now devouring it. His remains were immediately buried out of sight, but people did not mock as much, and many a pale face revealed the fearful thoughts within. Retribution seemed already to be visiting those who were guilty of the blood of Jesus.